right, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. First they come for me, then they come for thee. Rose McGowan, champion of the also me. Hashtag thing, right? She comes forward and now accuses Bill Maher of inappropriate behavior. What timing? Why would this happen all of a sudden? Well, Bill Maher apparently came out and said, hey, I'm a big fan of Joe Biden. Let's just kind of dismiss what Tara Reid has said about Joe Biden. And he quietly says, let's ignore the also me movement. And so Rose McGowan says, well, I have to disagree with him and somehow I have to attack him. So I guess I'll just say he said something to me. Now, maybe he did. Maybe he did. But once again, we're going back in time. And this is going to show the problems with these movements and why when you just take words as acceptance, that it's a bad thing. Now, what'll be interesting is seeing the backlash come out of this. If Bill Maher comes out of this clean as a whistle, maybe that's the end of the whole movement because then people aren't paying attention. But if people rise up and they say, hey, let's listen to Rose McGowan on this, well, maybe that's going to fan the flames of this thing. Let's get recording. And here we are. Rose McGowan accuses Bill Maher of bad behavior. Now, Bill Maher is a fan of he's had some views in the past that I agreed with him on. I would call him a moderate liberal. Unfortunately now, because he had to jump on the Trump derangement syndrome train, he's been pushed off further to the left. And so a lot of his hot takes, a lot of people that used to like him aren't quite listening to him as much because he's become relatively one-sided on this. Let's read the article. Rose McGowan has accused Bill Maher of whispering inappropriate comments to her when she appeared on his show Politically Correct in the late 90s. First, that is not a crime. We're done. Nothing to see here. But, see, by putting out this allegation against him, what she's doing is she's knocking down his credibility and trying to punish him. Punishing him, maybe that he did say this, maybe he didn't. But you know something? Here's how you handle it back in 1990. Bill, that's really inappropriate, and please don't say anything like that again, or I will do, I don't know, I'll mention it to the public, I'll out you, you stop. The end. Now he never says it again, problem solved. Now, if he didn't say it, of course, well, then you don't have many legs to stand on. And then if he continues on with his bad actions, well, then you actually can take a lawsuit against him. But when you just decide at least 20 years ago, see, none of this has proof. It's just, well, here's what she said. I was on your show Politically Correct in the late 90s. As the show returned from a commercial break, you leaned over to me and whispered in my ear, my parents didn't give me a good face, but they did give me a huge member, McGowan said. I could feel your hot breath on my ear as an image of both your hideous face and allegedly big member flashed in my mind. Both turned my stomach. I've always wondered what you say and do to the girls that aren't famous. She added, Bill, you've got the face you've deserved. Now, Bill Maher is not a supermodel by any means. Maher hosted the show, talk show Politically Incorrect on Comedy Central and later ABC from 1993 to 2002. He has hosted Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO since 2003. McGowan's accusation, now here's what's key. Here is what's key. This is the whole relevance to this story. McGowan's accusation came after one episode later, after Bill Maher's show in which he dismissed Tara Reid's accusation of Joe Biden's bad actions against the probable Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden, claiming it is a case of he said, she said, she said something else entirely. Maher and HBO have yet to respond to McGowan's accusation. So in other words, Bill Maher comes forward and he says, look, again, he's got TDS. He's really not a big fan of Trump. But he said, hey, I'm going to be supporting President or President nominee Joe Biden. So I'm going to downplay Tara Reid's accusations and say, I don't think it's probable, so on and so forth. Why then would the very next day McGowan decide to say this about Bill? She could have said, hey, I support this movement. I don't like what you're saying. I don't like the fact that you're not supporting Tara Reid. I don't like the fact that you're kind of being two-faced about this, saying, hey, we should support women, but at the same token, we're not supporting her. I don't like this. I'm against this, so on and so forth. End of statement, and done. Why would she bring forth this claim? Does it add credibility to what she's saying, or does it add credibility to the weight of her words? Yes, it does. It makes it so that this, you know, tweet that may have been posted on Twitter, it may have been seen by a few people, and that would have been the end of it, just her disagreeing with a talk show host. But instead, by making it this issue, it did exactly what the reason why I found it. It became a news story. And by making it a news story, now anyone that reads many of the news channels, both from the left side and the right side, are seeing this story. So now what might have been a one-off tweet from her is being spread far and wide, because now it's a news story. Now, what can Bill Maher say, or how can HBO respond to this? It's very simple, and this is how they will respond. You're lying. I never said that. The end. Now, unless they have a hot mic or something that they caught recording of that he actually said this, that's the end of the story. So why even bring it up? The only reason this is brought up is to drag a guy through the mud and bring his credibility down while elevating hers. That's the only reason to bring this accusation forward. And if it did happen, that's a pretty creepy thing for Bill to say. And you know when we could have found out about this? Sometime between the years of 1993 and 2002. But why bring it up now? So I think this is one of those issues where, you know, I talked about this in my other video about Joe Biden, where I say that the credibility of this is not going to be on very good legs, that they're going to have problems pushing this story forward and supporting this movement because, well, a lot of the people that were originally supporting this are on the left side of the aisle. They're all Democratic. And because now they're not even supporting their own movement or their own words and their own fire that they had lit underneath themselves over the past accusations, they've kind of just shown that, well, we don't really care about it. We were using it as a tool to kind of fight the other political party, but well, we don't really believe in it anymore. And while we say we support her and we may even believe her, we just don't care. We just don't really care. We still like Joe Biden, and we want to vote him in more than Trump. And so we're still going to go ahead with this. I hope you don't mind. So with this happening, I think this is going to be another straw maybe that breaks the camel's back on this one. It'll be really interesting to see what comes of this. Is this just going to quietly go away? Have they used this movement and this whole thing to whack other people over the head too many times with it, and now the stick is broken, and has it just lost all credibility and kind of petered out? I kind of think that's what's happening here. Guys, I'm going to leave an Easter egg for you. So many of you have asked for my theme song that you want to hear the whole thing. I'm going to leave it at the end of the video so you have a little something to enjoy. So please enjoy. I forget the name of the song. Something like Love in December or something like that. But I paid for my licensing's for a generic version that they don't sing over. I'll leave that at the end of the video for you. Thank you all for supporting me. If you want to, links are down below. And of course, as always, like, comment, share, subscribe. That's a great way to help me out. Check out my older videos. And don't forget, I do have a new channel where I'm going to be doing different topics other than the Manosphere. That's going to be Odd Man Out. You'll see the link right next to me. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes when nothing's happening, they have no other way to drag you in the mud. Maybe they're just making something up, but it's a good way to elevate your own position and lower the man's. Thank you.